Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I welcome you to another exciting edition of One-on-One. You know, I recently received a question from one of our viewers who asked, why are we working so hard and still struggling financially? You know, as I began to dig a little, as I began to look under the lid at where we are in this economy, I was utterly alarmed at how desperate and bleak it is for so many of us who can't make ends meet, and where money troubles have become an absolute wrecking ball in people's lives. In the next 30 minutes, we're gonna get you the answers you need about money, okay? Today, we're gonna lift the lid together and get into that money machine. We're gonna fix it, because today, I'm introducing you to a very special guest. Her name is Dr. Sonia Hamm, whose life and ministry and books and seminars have impacted countless lives across the world. And she has shaken it up, and she's helping men and women from all walks of life, from all positions of place and power and influence, whether broke or prosperous, get their life together and understand this thing called money in a way that is absolutely sending shockwaves through America and the world. Her women's conferences, her Win Wealth Academy, and her amazing life-transforming financial boot camp, they're teaching leadership, vision, faith, and they're helping people from all walks of life and you today discover a God-ordained destiny and get our hands on the wealth strategies that's been laid up for the righteousness, and you are the righteousness of God today. I'm Damon Davis. This is One-on-One. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited because we're going to hit breakthrough today in a place that we need it, our money. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, if your bills are piled so high you can barely see vision, if you can't get out of debt because you don't know how, if you are gripped and broken and struggling and just depressed and discouraged because this thing money's got you gripped, the show is going to be a difference for you today. Dr. Sonia, my guest, is the pastor of one of the nation's fastest growing ministries in the South. It's called Empower Life. Isn't that awesome? Empower Life Church, right here in my hometown, Atlanta. She's earned her bachelor's of ministry, her master's of Christian counseling and psychology, and was awarded a doctorate of divinity. Now, let me tell you something. This is a smart lady, and she's here today to leave a mark in your life that can't be erased. She's here to make a difference in your life, and her book, Spirit-Led Wealth, is going to set the stage for that. Dr. Hamm, what a pleasure it is to have you.
Thank you so much, Damon. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited. Can you feel the energy that I
feel it. I mean, the power of God is just,
You know what it is? I'm mad. I'm absolutely mad. And I mean, I am mad at the devil for what he is doing to the believers that are watching. He has kicked us in the teeth. He has knocked us down. He has robbed from us. He has stolen from us. And we have tried everything in the natural to get on top of this money mountain. But you wrote a book, Spirit-Led Wealth, that says it's not just about what you can do in the natural. It's about understanding the supernatural, spirit-led, right? Strategies to get wealth.
How'd
you come up with the title?
So many people don't understand the spiritual connection to money. I was going to church. I was tithing. I was giving. I was serving. I was praying. But I was broke.
Wow.
I was broke. And I was believing God, but I was believing God with no substance.
Wow.
I didn't understand faith. I didn't understand this spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. And so what I learned and what I discovered, you know, God took me on a journey and he spoke to me so clearly. I was coming from a real estate class one day and, you know, frustrated over my debt, didn't know how I was going to pay the bills and, you know, just this whole thing. And then I had a visitation and the Lord said, I didn't create you to live in debt. Wow. The Lord told me to begin to study the word and study the patriarchs in particular. And he told me none of my people were poor. They may have started out, but they didn't end up. And so that took me on a journey. Up until that point, I had never really read the Bible. Mm. I looked at Abraham and I looked in Genesis 13 where it says, and he was not rich. He was very rich.
Wow.
You know, all of this is in the book. I really, you know, the book is like a foundational platform to kind of take you through that teaching, what God led me to do. And I promised God, I said, God, if you get me out of this mountain of debt, I will teach everybody that I know.
You know how many marriages fail because of money?
Yes.
You know how many people commit suicide?
Come on.
They lose hope. They're just over money. One thing's for sure. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get out of where we are without the master.
That's right.
And getting out of that messy, disorganized clutter and getting ourselves onto a place of alignment and on a path of accelerated advancement.
Oh, yes.
It sometimes takes an expert to navigate.
Yes.
Now, God is our expert. God is our source. But sometimes I believe God brings us people who have walked the journey.
Right.
Who have been where the people watching are, who have been down as far as you can go to guide us out.
Yes.
Can I say that you're one of those people?
I am.
And is this book a resource guide that will show people how to get out of their mess?
Oh, yes.
Talk about that.
What this book does, and those that have read it said, I did not know there were so many scriptures about wealth. And so it shows them a portrait of God wanting you to be wealthy. And then it shows different ones in the Bible that were wealthy and how they came into that wealth. And so it just gives you a whole different picture and viewpoint of scripture. Mm-hmm. You know, we're taught sin, 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 sin. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm preaching promises, 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 promises.
Amen.
Because when we understand the promise of God, the sin loses its power.
Well,
it loses its power.
Something's going to have possession.
Yes.
Something's going to have dominion.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you're saying sin doesn't have dominion.
No.
Negativity doesn't have dominion.
No.
Discouragement doesn't have dominion. The promises of God have dominion.
Absolutely.
And what are they?
The promises of God is that he's given us the ability to get wealth. 2 Corinthians 4 says, if this gospel be hid, is hid to those in whom the enemy of this world has blinded our eyes. He's blinded us. And so many people are blinded to the truth. And this book serves to take the blindfold off.
And the truth is that we are not
supposed to
be broke.
That's it.
I'm going to be bold here.
Yes.
I believe that God wants us to be the evidence of his power.
Yes.
How am I going to testify to the greatness of God if I'm broke?
Absolutely.
I mean, how am I going to tell the world to believe in God when I got nothing to show them?
Absolutely.
Except my broken down mess. But I believe money is a tool to make stuff happen.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And yet, instead of that powerful tool being in our hands, it's in the hands of the enemy.
Absolutely.
And so you're teaching people how to get on top of this thing.
Oh, yes.
And how to arrest the power of financial gain for a purpose greater than ourselves.
The reason we need the wealth is so we can obey God in spreading the gospel in the earth.
Oh, because you know what? The world's spreading it.
Yes.
Their gospel.
Yes.
You know, is tapping into the supernatural principles that the Bible talks about.
Absolutely.
Because what we know is, God set in motion a supernatural thing that works.
Absolutely.
Whoever chooses to tap into it is going to win.
Is going to win.
Why aren't we tapping into it?
Absolutely. Wrong conditioning. For years, I believed that because I didn't have a traditional college degree, that I was doomed to poverty.
Sure.
So many people settle. And so what a job does, watch this, a job, it settles you in a certain lifestyle and it restricts you there, because if you earn $3,000 a month, $5,000 a month, if you earn $100,000 a month, if you have that poverty mentality, that belief system, then you just confine yourself to that.
That's right.
And so with the book again, it talks about how our early childhood programming is what sets us up for wherever we are, whatever we're experiencing right now. It, the foundation, the root is our early childhood programming. And most of the time we leave home and we take the programming with us and we never allow anything else to come in but what we believe.
Well, you know, the Bible says be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
So by programming, are you saying that we have in the early development stages of our life received mental programming to believe and see things a certain way?
Absolutely. They teach us, get a job. You know, you need this education so you can get a good job.
Sure.
And so it takes us counterculture to what God teaches us.
Got it. Which is what?
Which is that he has already given us an ability that can't be educated, Damon.
Wow.
It can only be educated by God. It can only be taught by the Holy Spirit.
Got it.
And so now this doesn't mean that we execute our gift in the world, right? Mm-hmm. But we have to be led by God in what we're doing.
Got it.
And so with...
Well, it's funny when you said that. Mm-hmm. So the world has taught us the natural things.
The natural things.
And they're leading us natural ways.
Absolutely.
But what you're saying is we're missing a completely critical and important part of the entire equation.
Yes.
Which is looking to the spiritual side of things.
Absolutely.
Am I getting it right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you have one without the other?
We try to have the physical without the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And we're okay. And that's where the enemy keeps us blinded and keeps us bound, is because we can go get the job. We can go get the education. There are some things that, you know, we can do through our own natural ability. But it's when we hit that brick wall that we recognize, wait a minute, there's something that's not here.
Ooh.
And so it takes the merging of both. And so this is what we'll do. We'll ask a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Right.
And they say, oh, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer.
Right.
And then they begin to go seek careers that are based on finances, money, right?
Mm-hmm.
We seek. So if I'm this, I'll make this amount of money. If I'm that, I'll make this amount of money. But we never talk to the source to find out what we have been naturally gifted and endowed to do.
My God.
And your wealth is waiting for you at the place that you discover your gift, that endowment, that ability that God has given you that is going to produce wealth. And then it's not work.
Wow. You know, the Bible says that God knew us.
Yes.
In the womb.
In the womb.
And he designed a plan and a strategy,
absolutely,
a purpose and a destiny in that womb.
Yes.
That means that us being created in the image of God,
yes,
shouldn't we be entitled to the power,
yes,
that exists in the fullness of God?
Absolutely.
So you're saying we come out of that womb and we look to the world to tell us who we are, to tell us what we're supposed to do,
yes,
to tell us what we're supposed to believe, when God says, hold on a minute here.
Yes.
You have no idea what I have planned for you.
Come on now.
You got to ask me who I want you to be.
Yes.
I believe that there are authors and writers and musicians and inventors and pastors that wired in their DNA to be that thing. Instead, they have gone into a box, into a belief system that is designed to keep them from the fullness that God created them to be.
Absolutely.
And they're taking these gifts and their talents to the grave.
Yes.
You're saying, time out.
Time out.
I don't care how old you are.
Right.
I don't care how bad it looks, how bleak it may seem and feel. At any moment, God can show up.
Absolutely.
And show you the thing that you are to do.
Yes.
You got me excited.
Absolutely.
Is that what this book is going to tell us?
That's what this book is going to do. This is the foundation of the whole Spirit-Led Wealth series.
Jeez.
And so what we do in this book is we help break all of those emotional roadblocks. Ephesians 4 and 23, mm-hmm. you said it, says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Mm-hmm. And so with this early childhood programming, what God showed me is we have these invisible chains that we take into life with us, these voices that continue to speak to us and tell us what we can and what we can't do and restrict us. You know, you can do more. God has so much, but we have to give God an opportunity and stop believing the lie. And I'm going to be bold here. Yeah. We have to stop believing the lie that God, how can God want us to be broke when he created everything?
Yes, he did. He owns it all.
He owns it all.
He owns the cattle on the hill.
Yes.
Right? We have full access and the full
authority
and the full ability to have dominion over our finances today.
Get this book so that you can begin the journey, you know, and I promise you when you begin to see it, I had a lady shut my whole class down because the power of God came in when she saw that she had been living beneath her circumstance all her life, even though she had been saved as a little girl coming up all through church and all through the class, all she could say was, they robbed me. They robbed me. They robbed me. Nobody ever showed me this in the Bible.
So this is a dream releaser.
Absolutely.
It's a key.
Yes.
To unlock doors
for
people.
Unlock doors for people. Absolutely.
Do you hear those kind of stories all the time?
All the time. I had people that took the course 6 and 7 times.
The
same course. Every time they would see it come back up again, they would take it over again.
They must have seen something that impacted
them. It impacted them because they never understood the scripture.
My God.
The revelation as it pertained to wealth.
Wow. You know what I love about your book is while it is chock full of, you know, spiritual understanding, you also give us some very practical, natural steps.
Yes.
And, you know, you followed some very practical, natural steps, too, in this process.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That most people don't know about.
Right.
I mean, most people don't know how to balance their checkbook.
Right.
Most people don't know what investing is all about. People don't know the steps they can take to actually move out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
But your teachings and your conferences and your boot camps and you teach people at a very deep level about the supernatural side of things and the natural side of things. And it's just amazing how you blend it together.
Yes.
You know, where you give people an understanding that the two work together.
They work together.
Right?
Right. Absolutely.
And as a result, what kind of stories are you hearing?
Wow. Well, I have one lady in my church. And she began to apply the principles, and she has had a great amount deducted from her mortgage.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, every time she come to church to give her testimony, you know, they just refinanced and they just knocked $35,000 off my mortgage. These are true stories.
Wow.
These
what
are
else?
True
Tell me
stories.
More. Tell me more.
We have a young couple. I think they were probably about 23, 24. They went through my course. They just come out of college, newly married, young family. And so they began to apply the principles, bought their first home, getting ready to buy their second home, still own the first one, right? Because they're setting that up as rental property. Mm. And what we do, Damon, is we think that we have to either totally avoid the natural and just focus on God, or totally ignore God and just focus on the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a marriage.
Yes, it does.
Between the two. We have to be led by God in how to manage the natural.
That's good. That's good. But there is a supernatural.
There is a supernatural grace
of this thing.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I have seen it time and time and time and time again, where people will press into God.
Yes.
Bring their cares and their burdens at His feet.
Yes.
They will commit it to prayer. They will release it.
Yes.
And they will begin proclaiming with their mouth that it is done in Jesus' name.
Absolutely.
And absolute miracles take place.
Take place. Absolutely.
Do you see that too?
We see that. We see that. I have one young lady that has just come into a huge inheritance.
Wow.
And when I say huge, I mean multiple millions inheritance.
My God.
You know, just through understanding the principles.
Principles. Of truth.
Of truth, yes.
That are word-based.
Yes.
That activate and release to us what belongs to
us. What belongs to us.
It activates something in the supernatural.
Yes.
Spiritual realm.
Then you take your ATM card, right?
Yeah.
And your money is stored there,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And that card gives you access,
sure,
to release
what already belongs to you.
And so these spiritual principles, these promises of God are that ATM card.
My God. This becomes...
you know, I mean, that's
it's
the best...
It's so simple.
Yeah, it's so simple.
But it's so profound.
So profound.
So, Dr. Hamm, I want to just read what's on the back jacket of your book, because I think this is really important. It summarizes what this show is all about, and it captures the essence of what you put into this book and what it can do for the person that's watching today. If you are tired of living in lack and insufficiency, then Spirit-led wealth is your guide to a new life of abundance and fulfillment.
Psalm 37 and 4, I have so many scriptures, but I love this one. He says, delight in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart.
Well, pause there. Because that bodes a question. What are the desires of our heart? What are you thinking?
Yes.
What's your desire? I know mine.
Yes.
I want to be able to provide for my children.
Yes.
When they need something.
Yes.
I want to be able to bless somebody when they need a financial blessing.
Yes.
You know, I want to be able to give to my church and help build so that we can bring people into an understanding
Absolutely.
Of God.
Psalm 35:27, He takes pleasure in your prosperity. It makes God happy. So when I read that, I said, well, God, I want you to be overflowing with happiness, right?
But the opposite of that, though,
yes.
When you think about that,
mm-hmm.
If He takes pleasure in our prosperity, that means He must not be happy.
When we're not prospering because we're not living in the fullness, and then now we limit God on what He can tell us to do.
My Lord.
On how He can use us. You know there's more. There's still a dream on the inside of you, and God wants to finance the dream.
Wow.
It's about being able to hear God, and if He tells me, Sonia, I need you to go to South Africa for 30 days. I don't need to consult with my checkbook to see if I can obey God.
Ooh, and you know, this book, it gets people to think bigger.
Yes,
you know?
And that's what it's about.
You know, a lot of people are, all they think about is that bill. All they think about is how they're going to make the ends meet. All they think about is, you know, but this book, Dr. Hamm, causes people to think bigger.
Absolutely.
To dream bigger. It awakens the dreams that have been lost.
Yes.
It's as though they're in there. They were created with them.
Yes.
They were designed with a destiny.
Absolutely.
And mind. And whose mind? God's mind.
Yes.
And God dreams big.
Big,
you know?
I know God is just waiting to come into the lives of so many people.
Yeah.
If you'll accept the invitation. And it's that simple. Just accepting the invitation, opening up and saying, okay, I've tried everything else.
We're making an invitation to you. Let us get this to you. Spirit-led wealth, your access to your wealth inheritance. My God. Declare what belongs to you and tap into the richness that is stored up for you. Amen. We'll be right back in just a moment. Spirit-led wealth. Wow. We'll be right back. Do you feel like you're drowning in debt? Like you'll never catch up with these bills. Maybe you're like so many people who avoid even answering their phone for fear it's yet another collector. Do you have dreams, aspirations to do better, to have better, to live a better life where you and your family are no longer struggling? You're not alone. Nearly 3 million people meet with credit counselors every single year just to avoid bankruptcy. They're discouraged, feeling hopeless and afraid, facing foreclosure, repossession, and depression. If the devil has you bound by debt today, then now is your day to declare liberty and start building a life of true financial freedom. In Spirit-Led Wealth, Dr. Sonia Hamm reveals a roadmap to a destination of complete financial breakthrough. This is nothing like the books that litter the shelves across America today that just leave you right back where you started. Dr. Sonia Hamm is causing a disruption through the supernatural power found in the pages of this book that caused financial experts to stand up and take notice. It's built upon Dr. Sonia Hamm's own journey, this insightful revelation that shows you the steps you can take today to unlock the doors of financial freedom and walk into a life of wealth. You're also going to receive Dr. Hamm's Financial Prayer and Confession CD. It's a perfect companion to this book. This CD will inspire you to grow your faith, adjusting your mindset so that it aligns with God's financial promise for you by unlocking the supernatural flow of abundance in your life. That's Spirit-Led Wealth, the book, and the companion prayer and confession CD for your one-time gift of only $40 or more. I'm so convinced that God wants you to move beyond where you are and into the life that He has designed for you to live, a life of abundant living that is possible, then I also want you to receive as my special gift, me to you, the complete uncut one-on-one interview with me and Dr. Sonia Hamm. You only experienced 22 minutes of the interview today, but this 1 hour behind the scenes journey is my gift to you, and it reveals insights and strategies and steps you can take beginning today. So that's Sonia Hamm's guidebook to Biblical Prosperity, Spirit-Led Wealth, and the Prayer and Confession Companion CD, plus the complete one-on-one interview as a bonus for your gift of only $40 or more. There's one more thing that I want to share with you. My grandfather used to encourage me when I was coming along by reminding me of what the Word says about my money, when all I could see was what the world was saying about it. I've put 10 scriptures on this card called Word Power, that every single time the enemy comes to lie to you about what's going on with your money, you can fight back with the only power that is designed to change your circumstances and affect your atmosphere, and that is God's Word. I want to give this to you as my special gift today as part of your order. I want to thank you so much for walking this journey out with me as we declare what the truth has to say about our circumstances. God has got a spirit of truth, a purpose of power and prosperity available to you right now, and all you have to do is make one simple call. See you again next time.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.